Welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly podcast featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from fresh perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 258, we welcome special guest Dr. Tommy Dorsey of the Orlando Minority Youth Golf Association. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice Anderson. I am the host, and I'm here today on site with Dr. Tommy Dorsey. And Dr. Tommy Dorsey is a longtime friend. He is an amazing dentist as well, and he runs one of my absolute favorite organizations called Orlando Minority Youth Golf Association. So, dear friend, thank you for having me, and thank you for being on the show.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be down here and be in your office and be in the vibe with all the cool golf stuff. I feel like I can be a golfer when I'm in here.
It's always here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and I know you've done the program for a long time, and I definitely want to get to that, but one of the key things I love to talk about, as you know, is our spiritual journey.
All right.
And, you know, as long as we've known each other, which is probably about 15 years now, I don't know if I know the very beginning of your journey. Like, what, let me start by saying, I experience you as somebody who is a voracious reader. You are a student of life. You are always growing and seeking to be more. And yet in my mind, you're one of the most successful people I know, personally, professionally, with your organization. So for the listeners, because we have people listening all around the world, and I want to hear a little bit of your story about when you started realizing your spiritual journey was so important, because I know you even use that in your program as well.
Correct. Well, years ago, when I was a kid, I read to two old ladies. Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And years ago, I was consistent with that. Uh-huh. And being consistent with that, I knew that I was helping them to read and grow. And they were old. And then I happened to one day find I've been to church, Baptist church and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But one day in my mom's house, I found a book called Health, Wealth, and Happiness.
Oh, Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Yes,
I know. It's one of the finest books that I have ever read.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw in that book was a chapter on the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
And I had become where I could say a prayer in 6 minutes, 5 minutes or so. But then that taught me that there was more to what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And so after reading that, I called to find out. Unity was on the backs, I think it's. And I said, let me call downtown and see if I can come down
there. Oh, right. And that was in downtown Orlando.
Downtown Orlando, across from City Hall.
Yeah. So that was probably, what year, any idea what year that was?
Oh, 25 years ago.
25 years ago. Yeah.
And I went and met Phil Schaefer.
Oh, yes. He was the senior minister then. Yeah.
And I had 25 questions for him. And those 25 questions, they came out. Well, I had called before to find out if I were welcome. And whoever answered the phone said that if your skin was taken off and we were in the hospital, we wouldn't know the difference. So I went. I went with my questions, and I went many times to learn what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a new experience for me. That was a new revelation for me. And that was something different for me. It was deep.
Deep, yes. It wasn't just a reciting of prayers.
Right. It wasn't just a sermon. It was more.
Uh-huh.
And it opened the mindset to be more.
Yes.
And so I did. I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. And I thought they were going to move to the airport or somewhere and I was going to lose them, but they moved to Holden Street. And after Phil Schaefer and one other guy came,
uh-huh.
And then Reverend Cynthia Alice came. And, And then I became enamored with her. And therefore, I just kept going and kept going and kept learning.
Yes.
It opened my mind
yes.
to the fact that I must find God for myself.
Yes.
I must learn. I've asked Cynthia, Reverend Cynthia, about meditation, which mm-hmm. seems to be the key to all. And so I started to practice meditation and stuff like that. And basically, all this time, I was doing the Minority Youth Golf Association.
Yes, yes.
And so I knew that God had to be with me in order to be successful.
Yeah.
So therefore, I incorporated an ending prayer. I am the light of God mm-hmm. at the end there.
Right, and that prayer for protection.
And I start all lessons off with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So that the kids may never know, may never get away from the fact that God is.
Yes.
And that our strength and help comes from him.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting what you're saying, and you use that word mindset that we were talking about, you know, pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, when we shift our thinking, everything else changes. And I think your journey was almost catapulted forward with that book. It's like it moves it from a, it's almost like when we grow up in what I'll call mainline religion, it's almost like we're not participants. We're like watching it go by, you know, like
going
we say, going through the motions, right? Like we're observing it.
Right.
But the way you're talking about it now and my experience of this study of the same principles is it is a shift in mindset because we're starting to embody the things we're teaching and seeking to be more like the Christ we're studying.
Right.
Rather than worshiping somebody outside of us, even though there's a lot of great awe and wonder of Jesus the Christ, I'd never take that away.
Ooh.
You know, there's, in my view, no name above that.
Right.
By that same token, though, if we only are worshiping and not embodying, the world never changes. Our life never changes.
That's right. I had a unique experience when I was in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
I had a unique experience. I was called one day. I was a dentist in the Navy.
Right, right.
And I was made to go to the Navy as opposed to the Air Force. And when I got there, one day they told me to go see this head of the sea of the Navy base.
Oh, wow.
And I went to see. And he had told me that he was supposed to get a minority advisor. And he had been told that I was one who would tell it like it was. Well, I didn't know that, but I did know that I thought he was looking for an Uncle Tom. So
yeah.
I told him that. I asked him, could I speak freely?
I speak freely because I'm going to call you on it. Yeah.
My name is Tommy. But I'm not one of
but
them.
But you're not a Uncle Tom.
So Captain Talbot suggested that I be him. And I said that would be some requirements that I would have to make. I would need an office down from you to debrief every week.
Right.
I would need to have freedom to go all over the base at any place that I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have that. And then I would have to make sure that everything was clear for me.
Yeah.
And then I would have to set up race relations institutes.
Yes.
And I did. I would meet with all the chaplains.
Okay. 50
of them.
I forgot that. Yes.
And so, therefore, I became one who began to work toward the betterment of the base,
mm-hmm.
and the betterment of the people. And as a result of that, it became a part of me.
Yes.
And I had to come back to Miami and to Orlando, but I learned golf in the Navy by okay. chance.
Uh-huh. I wondered about that, yeah.
By chance, a friend of mine wanted me to go out and play with him, and I asked him how long had he been doing that. He told me 5 years. And I said, is that all the efficiency that you've gotten? I said, I probably could beat you in a couple of weeks. I couldn't, but that's what my thought was. I did shoot 60-something. And then I went to Miami and met Doyle Banks, who taught me the game.
He really taught you?
He taught me the game. Yes. Because I came with a most humble spirit.
Yes.
And my spirit was that I don't know, so you tell me everything I need to know. And in return for that, I'll do your dentistry.
Oh, what a great trade. He taught you golf and you give him free dentistry?
That's right.
Oh, wow.
So we worked and we worked and we worked, and I became one who could play pretty good.
Right, right.
The interesting thing was the first time I shot 76, I called to tell him, and he said, I know you shot 76. And then I knew of the spirituality in that.
Beautiful.
So when I came to Orlando, I was a 32nd degree Mason. I had a Master of Lodge and all of that. Barbecue business, 10 years and all of that. But I, meantime, I said, this golf game has something to offer children.
Yes.
It has to do with thinking. It has to do with planning. It has to do with execution. And I think it's better for them to learn life skills. Not the golf skills, the life skills. I couldn't possibly teach them how to be a pro, I thought. But I would teach them what I knew because what Doyle Banks taught me took me to win many tournaments.
Right.
And so I thought that I would just teach what I knew. And as a result of that, I think that we had some kids to go to college, about 48.
Wow.
And I thought that was good. And a number of hundreds started to come through. We started with four kids. They were football kids. And we started to teach and to teach life skills. And I, my agenda calls for prayer. My agenda calls for lessons that are going to be mindset lessons. They are going to be lessons that we need to know. And one of those is having life skills.
Yes.
Having life skills. Teach them how to be absent, be present instead of absent. Teach them how to be on time. So all of those things happen, and the rules of the game and the etiquette of the game and all of that.
Right.
So that's how that started, and we grew. We constantly grew.
Yes. And the thing I, you know, have noticed, because I've been with you several times, you know, with the kids, and the thing I notice that is so helpful that's missing in so many educational settings is a clear structure and expectation for how the kids are to manage themselves, how the kids are to dress, how they are to show up. And it's a kind of discipline in my mind that brings devotion. And but I think without first the discipline, you never get to devotion. And something I see that's missing in a lot of our educational systems now is holding kids to a higher standard. And one of the things I think your program does, or I know it does, I've observed it doing, is holding kids to a higher standard. For instance, I saw a kid one day come in that his pants were hanging down. And you said, pull your pants up, you know, tuck your shirt in, that, you know. What we'd say where I grew up is that don't go around here. You've got to, you know, you've got to shape up or ship out. This is,
right.
You show up this way. Your shirt is tucked in and you wear your shirt that we have. We have a uniform, you know, and things right. like that. Mm-hmm. So that discipline and that structure really gives kids an option to rise higher right. rather than just exist.
Exactly.
Right. So exactly. like you say, participate rather than be absent. Or that may have not been the word you used, but that's what I see is the kids are really called to something higher. And what I've seen in my work with people from all around, you know, the country, certainly, and around the world is we all want to be called higher. You know, it's part of being human that we like a challenge to overcome so we know our worth.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to tell you that I did talk about the laws of success.
The laws of success, yes,
and
yes.
And I talked about the laws of motivation.
Nice.
It's just the way I thought it ought to be. I give them a word for the day.
Right, right.
traits of a champion, how champions become champions. Mm-hmm. So that it's important to me that they know that it's hard work.
Yes.
It's having the right mindset. And so that's what I do every Friday, mm-hmm. except the fourth Friday in the month. They had to make me stop doing that because I needed rest.
Yeah, I know. You've worked so hard. Well, I know when we were talking about getting together one time, I said, what are you doing this night? Well, you said, Wednesday night, I'm here with the kids. I think that's at Boggy Creek. Yes. Well, what are you doing Sunday night? No, we're at Dub's Red on Sunday night. Well, what are you doing Friday night? Well, that's the meeting. I said, well, what day do you have?
Tuesday, we do 6:30 to 8.
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Oh, right, Tuesday as well. I forgot Tuesday as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's continuity of effort.
It is. Continuity of effort, yes. Yes,
you need that. And like I ought to say, we also have a word for the day. You see that list. The word for day.
Yeah.
I have to make them understand the word. They have to stand up and tell the word of the day. And they have to explain it based on them. And as a result of that, I think that we get, I'll give them a dollar for that, by the way.
Hey, a little reward for effort is how life is.
That's right. That's
right. I love these words. I didn't know you were doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Several of the words we've already used today are on here.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that jumped out at me, because we were just talking about it, is self-discipline.
Yeah.
There's discipline that's imposed on us.
Right.
And then there's self-discipline.
The ability to discipline yourself.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also love the words character.
Oh, yeah. Got to develop character.
Got to develop character. Got to
teach them how to speak. They got to speak.
Yes.
They can't just mumble. They can't just do that. They have to look at me, look me in the eye and speak.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the way that goes.
And so your formula, as you say, is 50% spiritual.
30% mental.
30% mental.
20% physical.
And 20% physical. And as long as you've done this, you know that that formula proves out.
If it doesn't, I don't know it.
Well, I know it does too.
The generations change, and I had to make a decision as to whether I would change.
Right.
So I decided not to. Mm-hmm. I decided to accept their changes and how they think and how they are computerized and all of that, high tech. But at the same time, old knowledge is very good.
Yes, that phrase we love is ancient wisdom, modern relevance.
I like that.
Right? That's the one you and I have talked about. Yep. Ancient wisdom, modern relevance. I see that a lot too, and I think that's one of the things about your program that works is you're still teaching what I will call values.
Yes.
Life lessons.
Right.
Things like character, discipline, respect, even desire, commitment, all the words I'm seeing on here. These are all the things that are necessary for a successful life, no matter what it is you're doing.
That's right.
And I know that, I don't know the phrase you have, but I remember being with you and hearing you say many times that I'm teaching you basically how to live life through the game of golf.
Life skills.
That's it.
Life skills. See, I can't make a kid learn.
Right.
I can't make a kid do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have to accept the kids that are sent to me by God.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make the kids think. Sooner or later, I have to make them think why they are there.
Exactly.
And once they decide how they're there, then will you put the effort forth.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the effort forth because I can't give it to you. You have to give it to yourself. Sisters can't give it to sisters. Brothers can't give it to brothers.
Right.
You have to get it for yourself. And the only way I see it is your mindsets are pretty much fluctuating. Mm-hmm. Going this way and that way, but at the same time, you're going to have to learn self-discipline in order to be able to learn.
Yes.
I even asked the question, how do you learn today?
Yes.
Because I think that's a bit different today.
Uh-huh.
They like phones. They like the tablets.
The games.
The games.
Uh-huh.
So when EA Sports did come out, I was flabbergasted. The kids could ask the questions.
That right, and the number of questions you said, right. And the detailed questions
that's
were surprised.
Right. That, mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't even understand some of the questions. But even the EA Sports couldn't answer some of those questions. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's all good. And it's all, I think that if I didn't do this, I don't know what I'd be doing in terms of influencing at least those that come in my presence.
Yes.
So I do that. Mm-hmm. And I do that with the spirit that God is guiding me. Mm-hmm. And that I don't have to do too much thinking. I have an agenda. My son told me that they didn't need paper. They didn't need, they can't listen. They can't do this. Well, they may not can, but I am. I'm there.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and when I have spoken there a couple different, I don't know how many times, it's been 3 or 4 times, 5 times over the years. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I saw kids as young as 6 or 7 take out their notebook with a pencil and try to take notes.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, but yes, you've got 4 and 5 year olds
right
in there as well. And you know what I notice is they're learning to self-manage and self-discipline at 4 and 5 years old. And yeah. There are a lot of 4 and 5 year olds that can't manage no matter what anybody is doing or saying.
That's
so
right.
What you're doing for society at large with these kids is pretty miraculous, because they're going to go out and be professionals. They're going to go out and help other kids. And I know that's also part of your program, that once people graduate out, they also come back to
yes.
encourage the next generation.
We have an alumni association.
There you go, yeah.
And it's got about, I guess 30 kids in it.
That are engaged.
Engaged.
Yeah. And but you've had hundreds come through the program.
Oh, hundreds.
Hundreds,
maybe
yeah.
thousands.
Right,
and,
right.
And what we do, we've had a golf tournament for 11 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we honor people at that time and stuff.
Right, right, right.
And it's all good. We have, like I say, Boggy Creek, 3 trailers full of clubs and all.
Yeah, amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Callahan Center. We have a partnership with the city of Orlando.
Right.
And we also have a partnership with the Tavistock Corporation.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So we are pretty much, I wouldn't say set with money and stuff, but it just, that doesn't matter. I have to be motivated to go on and on and on, and mm-hmm. I am.
Yes, yes. But if anybody wanted to give to your organization, you shouldn't be certainly be open to receive it.
We are a 501c3 program, and
right.
we are Enlightenment, Inc.,
I love it.
DBA.
Enlightenment. Oh, nice. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Enlightenment, Inc.
DBA of the Orlando Minority Golf Association.
Yeah. And there are also girls and boys in your program, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
We have, I love girls, and I think we must have 10 or 15, 10, 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know one of your girls went on, I think.
Ooh.
Went on to do like LPGA stuff.
Yeah. We have, Mia Campbell, she's now the assistant coach at FAMU.
Right.
And several of them have tried LPGA.
Mm-hmm.
I have several boys that have tried the PGA.
Mm-hmm. And I thought the long distance champion, too, came out of.
He did. There's a picture of him over there.
Yep.
Maurice
yep.
Allen.
Yes, Maurice Allen. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's pretty amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. We are at odds now, perhaps, until he comes back.
Okay.
And he has to come back, because I won't go.
Nope, there you go, there you go, there you go. Well, that's relationships for you, right?
Yeah.
Right? But, well, you know, I admire the work you do, and I'm happy to be a part of it whenever I am invited, and always happy to give both financially and otherwise of my time.
And you do, and you have, and I appreciate that. I appreciate every nickel that we get. I appreciate every club that we get.
Yeah, we're on a couple of sets of clubs today.
I'm supported by our work. I'm supported by people who bring things all the time from Lake Nona.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So God knows that I am blessed.
Yes. Well, and I think your walk in all this, your spiritual walk,
yes.
is a testament to what happens when we are on purpose, that support shows up, that people show up, because you also have an incredible team. you know, that supports you.
Yes.
You have, you know, other coaches, you have moms, you have dads, you have grandmas.
That's right.
You have people with no kids in the program at all that are, you know, supporting. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's, and I've never asked, it just happens. Mm-hmm. I believe they're sent.
I believe that too.
And so I just accept them and, mm-hmm. and they follow my lead. I have Zoom post every other Monday where I talk to instructors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. We're always trying to evolve with the technology to a degree. But I also know that the basic format and the basic structure that I have is good.
It is. It works.
Yeah.
It's based in spirituality.
That's right.
And it's based out of your journey, which is the other reason it works. You are authentically living your path and journey and giving it as a gift to the kids. And then they have, like you say, the choice to accept it, to receive it, and try it on for themselves, and they'll have their own journey,
That's right.
From there. But you're giving them a real good start. And friends, I know as you're listening today, or as our listener, you're thinking, well, how can I start to give my gift in a bigger way? And it's what I believe we're all called to do, to figure out a way, whatever gifts we have, to help the generation coming behind us, because not only does it help them and the world after we leave, it does leave a legacy, but it also blesses us in the meantime.
Yes.
There's no greater gift than giving from your gifts and seeing people take it and grow and change.
Ooh, they're better people.
Yeah, that's
they're
incredible.
Better for it. I know it.
Exactly.
Whether they play golf again or not, whether they're better people.
Better people
and,
for it. I agree.
The intelligent people. I mean, people who are aware.
Yes.
Who are aware of respect.
Right.
We arrive self-respect.
Yes.
And things like that.
Right. So, Dr. Dorsey, what's next? I know it's a long season. We were talking pre-show about the season goes from February through October, but then you said, well, even after October, we still play every week. So if somebody wanted to know what you guys were doing, where would they find that out?
We were on our website.
Website?
Let me see if I can give you the website address. I got it somewhere here.
And you know what? We'll put it in the show notes so people can look it up after the show. No worries.
Okay.
I'll add that later. But I thank you for your time. And as always, Dr. Dorsey, I'm always happy, delighted, and honored for time with you. And I'm honored to be able to support the kids. And I am always so blessed by being here and seeing young people of all ages, girls and boys, begin to live a spiritual life and a life on purpose, knowing that's what changes the world for the better. And that's my goal. That's my purpose. So thank you, dear friend, for joining me today. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for your continued support and love. And we hope today you got inspired to go out and live your work and your passion in the world. We look forward to seeing you next week, and blessings on the journey, dear friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2023, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from RR Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.
Thank you for listening to the show today, dear friends. I'm always happy to have you along the journey. If you're seeking deeper work, though, I'm going to invite you into one-on-one coaching with me. In my coaching work, I get to glean from my over 30 years of experience of working with individuals and leaders in the community on their spiritual journey. So I have a wealth of information that will help you along the journey, and it will be supportive. It will be supportive of your dreams, goals, and desires, but it will also be confrontive, because I am going to help you confront those limiting patterns and beliefs and help you break through those aspects and move into looking at life in a more holistic way. So even though it will be confrontive and at times even challenging, you will learn to grow, you will learn to prosper, and you will evolve into the person you have always wanted to be. Friends, the answers lie within you, and I am so honored to help empower you to live that truth and that goodness in the world. If you want to learn more about coaching with me, simply go to CynthiaAlisAnderson.com and go to the coaching section for more information. That's CynthiaAlisAnderson.com and go to coaching, and I'll be happy to set up a one-on-one call so we can discuss how I can best support your journey. Thanks again for joining me today, dear friend, and blessings on the journey.